Luke chapter 15. Then all the tax collectors and sinners came near to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." And he spoke this parable to them: "What man of you, who has 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, doesn't leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he's found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' I say to you that likewise, there'll be joy in heaven over one sinner that repents, more than over 99 righteous people who don't need repentance. Or what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she loses one piece, doesn't light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she's found it, she calls her friends and her neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, for I've found the piece that I had lost.' Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents." And he said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that will be mine.' And he divided to them his living. And not many days later, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, a mighty famine arose in that land, and he began to lack what he needed. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he would preferably have filled his belly with the husks that the pigs ate, and no man gave to him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I'm dying of hunger? I'll get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' And he got up and went to his father. But when he was yet a long way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no more worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring here the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed a fatted calf because he received him safe and sound.' And he was angry and wouldn't go in. So his father came out and reasoned with him. And he answered his father, 'See, these many years I have served you, I never disobeyed your orders, and yet you never gave me a young goat so I could make merry with my friends. But as soon as this your son has come, who consumed your living with prostitutes, you've killed for him the fatted calf.' And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.'"